Catherine Carey speaking.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, the name is J.P. McGillicuddy. And I've got a couple inventions I'd like to patent, please.
Okay. Well, basically, we recommend starting the process in the U.S. as opposed to Canada, just because it's a larger market.
Yeah.
So a U.S. patent search is $900 plus GST, and that search usually takes about 2 weeks to complete.
And how does it do? How do you do it?
How do we do the search?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have an agent in the U.S. He's an engineer, and he does the search for us. He searches all the other patents out there that's ever been registered to see if any of them are similar to yours.
Okay. Can I tell you what mine are then, or?
If you like, or if you want to get, like, are you wanting us to start the process for you?
Well, tell you what. Why don't I tell you mine, and then maybe we talk about it, and maybe you can get in on a little bit of the action yourself, you know, kind of thing, because these are good ones.
Okay.
Okay, well, the first one, okay,
mm-hmm.
You know fridges?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get this.
It's which, sorry?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah?
Just to get, I'm just getting ready, because
okay.
I got to, you know, I got to give it some oomph.
Okay.
I got to sell it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. You go to your fridge. The fridge is keeping all your food cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then up above the fridge, there's a separate cabinet that's colder than the rest of the fridge, so you can put your frozen food in it.
Oh, that's already been patented.
I call it McGillicuddy's Refrigerator.
All right.
It's, no, do you want to do the search on it or what?
Like, isn't that a freezer above the fridge?
Yeah, but it's attached. See, that's the beauty of it. You
but
don't
there are
need
fridges
to what?
With a freezer attached.
Someone stole my idea. You're not serious, are you? You just, okay, all right. Someone stole my idea. I put it on the internet. That's what I did.
Uh-oh.
That's what I did. That's how they stole it.
Oh. Yeah, that one's already, that's been made known for years.
For a year? For a year?
Years.
Oh, a year ago. That's just when I put it on the internet.
No,
they did
years. Like
how many
years?
How many years?
Oh, at least like 10, 20 months.
I've never seen one of them in my life, except for the one I drew in my picture book.
A fridge with a freezer above it?
Yeah, but it's attached.
That's
broody. See, it's attached.
Yeah, that's been known for years.
For years?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one, then? It's a toothbrush, see?
Mm-hmm.
But what it has is like little electrical components inside it.
Mm-hmm.
So you push a button and the thing vibrates and brushes your teeth for you.
That one's known, too.
That one's known to what?
That one's on the market already.
What? Okay, no, wait, listen. I call it the McGillicuddy. Okay?
Yeah?
The McGillicuddy? Huh? That sells itself. You don't even need a commercial. You just need McGillicuddy. Right up on the screen there. People buy it by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
That's known already.
Known?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I do my own patent search here, because it sounds to me like you're hearing a good idea, and you're telling me, oh, it's known already. Yeah, known by you.
It's in Walmart.
In Walmart. Walmart.
Walmart, Zeller.
Oh, those folks at Walmart. Yeah, you live... Yeah, it's... Okay, why would they make a toothbrush and call it the McGillicuddy, huh?
It doesn't matter what it's called. It's the same concept.
What's the concept?
The toothbrush. It's been invented. It doesn't matter what it's called.
No, not the toothbrush. This is the McGillicuddy. It brushes your teeth with electricity. It's a new idea. Come on.
It's a toothbrush that moves, right?
Yeah, with electricity.
Well, they do have ones at Walmart that you put a battery in it and it works.
At Walmart?
Yeah.
They have them?
Walmart, Sears, the Bay.
It just like everywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is, oh. I've taken a lot of time off work for this.
Uh-oh.
Okay. One more.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Edmonton, right?
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay, there was a little thing in Edmonton called Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have you heard of that?
No.
Okay, well, here's my idea. I got it from Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What it is this like this funnel wind, right? Very powerful funnel wind. And it powerful enough to lift your car clean off the ground. And it rips through like cities and towns and villages just to destroying everything.
And it's a what?
It's a funnel wind, like a big wind.
A wind. How are you making the wind?
I call it the McGillicuddy. That's good, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, so you want in on the ground floor or what? How much you invest in? 3,000, 5,000 research and development's not quite done yet, but I'm going to make a lot of money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The McGillicuddy's going to sail.
Yeah.
McGillicuddy's going to sail.
Sure is.
Okay, do you want to do a patent search on it first before you invest your money, or what's the point? Ain't nobody's that smart. Nobody's made it that yet. Only McGillicuddy, J.P. McGillicuddy.
Our offices don't invest in our clients' ideas. We
no.
do searches to see if they've been patented already.
But if it hasn't been patented already,
mm-hmm.
you know you want to invest on the McGillicuddy.
Well, usually we don't invest with clients.
Come on, it's a funnel wind. Like, no, okay, usually we don't do this all in writing, pretty and pink, but off to the side, this is the best idea south of the toilet paper that's come here. So, you got to put in a little bit of your own money. Come on here. This is a winner.
No, we don't. It's up to the client to come up with their own funds.
Yeah, from you.
No. We don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
Okay, but if it was a funnel wind that ripped through towns destroying everything, like, come on, how could you know?
Something that destroys.
What?
Like, what's the point of the invention if it's going to be wrecking things?
Like, it's powerful. It destroys everything.
But why would you want it to destroy people's houses and everything?
It's like the McGillicuddy. Like, it's the McGillicuddy. You're selling by the thousands. Come on. You don't need to ask why or when or how or, you know, how much money. It doesn't cost much money, not at all. $3,000 on research and development. That's it. Just invest on it.
All right. Well, we don't invest in anything.
So okay. Well,
might
tell you what.
Try another office.
Tell you what. How about you as a private citizen, huh?
Hmm? No.
Come on. Come on. You
no.
know it's a good idea.
No.
Come on. It's just a little $3,000 for research and development.
No,
I've done like half the development already.
No. Maybe you should try another office.
Can I buy you dinner then?
No.
Well, go, come on. I'll take you out to somewhere fancy pants.
Are you from Edmonton?
Yeah, Fuddruckers.
We're in Calgary.
Oh, there's a Fuddruckers in Calgary? I'll take you out there. You make your own burgers. It's great.
No, that's okay.
Oh, are you sure? Because
yeah.
You make your own burgers. They got video games, too.
No, that's okay.
Okay, then?
All right.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.